Thank you, mighty God. I want to speak to you about nothing this morning. Are you ready to hear a message about nothing? Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7. Scripture that we all know, very, very familiar passage. I don't think we used it enough.
Yes, true.
You got your Bible with you. This one ought to be highlighted, underlined.
In quotes.
In quotes, yeah. Yep. For we walk by faith, not by
sight.
What's that mean, folks? We're going to walk by faith and not by what we see, right? Not by what we know. Faith. Faith in God. The other day I overheard someone say, I'm a realist. My spirit man jumped up and wanted to say, oh, really? Oh, really? You're a realist? What exactly is a realist?
I just got through saying that. What is that? I want to know what a realist is.
Well, we're going to find out here. The definition of a realist is a person who accepts a situation as it is and is prepared to deal with it in a practical manner. A realist would do, say, and believe in things that are logical. He is a believer or advocate of that which is obvious. Realist. A realist will say, I believe in the natural. I believe what I can touch and feel. I believe in this right here. Terra firma. Earth. I believe in that. I'm a realist. But you need to understand something. This earth, that which you are sitting on or standing on, this thing that seems so concrete to you, this thing that is rock solid, is hanging on nothing. It has no foundation. It has no fixed or attached point. It is balanced on nothing. It sits on nothing, and it rests on nothing. It hangs only by the faith of God. It rests upon His Word, and it sets in the middle of His will.
Amen.
Wow. Amen. Wow. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, in the King James Version says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So the things that were seen were not made of things that were also not seen. That statement doesn't seem to make sense unless you understand faith. If you understand faith, that makes a little more sense to you. Here are the facts. God had nothing to work with when He began creating in Genesis chapter 1. All He had was His faith and His Word. Amen? What God wanted did not exist. What He intended to design had never been designed before. He had no blueprint. He had no architect to tell Him how to put it together. He had no bank to back Him up. He had no advisors, no counselors. No mentors. God had nobody. Literally speaking, He had nothing. And there's something else. He had nowhere to put it all. Nothing. And nowhere to put it. Amen. So what do you suppose He did? By faith, God spoke it into existence.
Hallelujah.
And created something that was made of a mountain of stuff that did not yet exist. Well.
Amen.
He made nothing so that he could make the world. Amen. He first had to make nothing. And he hung it all on nothing so that now we can refer to it as outer space. And it still exists today, just resting in the same intricate balance of gravitational rotation that he set in motion millenniums ago. God is not a realist. God does not operate in the realm of realism. Practicality is not in his vocabulary, and his miraculous works are never attached to something called reality. Now, how do you make something out of nothing? How can you build anything without the proper materials? How do you create when there's nothing with which to create? Good questions, huh? If you can't see it, how do you make something out of it? I'll tell you how. Faith.
Hallelujah.
Faith.
Hallelujah.
Hebrews 11:3 again. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things that are seen were not made of things that do appear. If God had not had faith on the day he began his creation, then nothing would have ever happened. Nothing would have ever happened. You and I would not be here today had God not operated in faith. Amen? Not reality, but faith. Now, here was the reality. Here was the reality. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2 says this: the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. So the earth did not exist. It had no form. There was void. Void means emptiness. Nothing but darkness, no light anywhere, no hope anywhere, no possibility anywhere. Just empty darkness. Now, folks, that sounds like something that happens to us once in a while. Hopelessness. Hopelessness. That sounds like despair to me. In that environment, it seems like the last place you might expect something real to happen. Amen. How is anything real going to come from that? So you're a realist? There's not a realist in this room. In fact, there's not a realist on this planet if they're breathing today. Someone might say, I am a realist, but the next breath they take tells the truth about them. You see, your chest rises and lowers 12 to 18 times per minute of every day. Hear me through on all this. It does this because by faith it believes it's going to receive what it needs to survive for the next 5 seconds. The air we breathe is made up of these properties: 78% nitrogen, 21% oxygen, about 1% argon, about 0.03% of CO2, water vapor, about 1%, and those other elements that they never list, they're made up of about 0.02%. That's the air we breathe. Too much nitrogen produces nitrogen narcosis, which is a drunken-like state possibly resulting in death. This can happen when nitrogen gas is not allowed to diffuse itself out of the body in a slow, controlled manner. However, if nitrogen gas is not expelled correctly, the result can be extremely damaging, very painful, and a possibly fatal condition called the bends. It's like having mini strokes all over, everywhere, all over your body. Can't imagine. If a person gets too much oxygen, he or she might experience headaches, confusion, nausea, increased sleepiness, even a coma or death. If it was all oxygen, we would not be able to breathe. We only have a small range in which we function safely. With the oxygen level below about 15%, trouble is likely. But over 21% will start oxidizing or rusting our cells. Not to mention that oxygen at a certain point is an explosive gas. Too much CO2 or carbon dioxide will result in a person experiencing nerve damage, coma, or death. So this equilibrium of gases in the air we breathe is vital. It's vital. Hallelujah. Consequently, 12 to 18 times every minute of every day, we experience this miraculous phenomenon. God's with us whether we know it or not. Ain't that right?
That's right.
Amen. My lungs depend on this wonder of creation to automatically perform. Just perform. This realist, if you will, grasps not for something that can be seen or touched or heard, but can only be explained as a miracle.
Amen.
As a miracle.
Hallelujah.
This realist must by faith depend on which only God can supply. See, I'm blowing a hole in a realist. The Bible declares that in the beginning, God blew the breath of life into the nostrils of Adam.
Amen.
Man must live and operate by faith, just like 2 Corinthians 5:7 said, for we walk by faith, not by sight. For some of you, as you evaluate the world around you, perhaps things appear bleak, or things in your life are unsettled. Perhaps you have no clue what to do next, how to proceed. But understand this, it only takes faith to change things. So right now, all God wants from you is the seed of faith. Just the slightest amount of faith. Let me give you some scripture here out of Hebrews chapter 11, starting with verse 4. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he, being dead, still speaks. Verse 5, by faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death. He was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Verse 7, by faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Verse 8, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going. Verse 9, by faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Verse 27, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Verse 29, by faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians attempted to do so were drowned. Verse 30, by faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. Verse 31, by faith the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace.
Amen.
By faith. By faith. By faith.
Yes.
By faith. If I could just see a picture. And use my faith. We walk not by sight. We don't see it. God can do something from nothing.
Hallelujah.
For you.
Hallelujah.
For me. Now, folks, if I focus only on my circumstances and listen to the naysayers, I would never hear God's voice. I lived in the circumstances before. I've tried that route. I've looked at my situation and became resolved to the problems. And I'll tell you what that got me. Nothing. Nowhere. I've been seated at my desk with a handful of bills with no way to pay them. I've added up all the late fees, over the limit fees, interest, and all it got me was worry, depression, fear, and anxiety. Let me say this. The miracle that's needed in the offering plate is not a miracle that's going to bless the church. It's the miracle that's going to bless you. And it's in the offering plate of the church. I pray that everyone here learns sooner or later how kingdom economics works. You can start learning tonight if you'd like to. I've looked at my upbringing and it offered me little. I've considered my education, my degrees, and those brought me nothing. I've tried using my intelligence and my strength. You can imagine what that did. I've attempted things my way with nothing to show for it. In fact, problems increased, conditions worsened. But on the other hand, faith in Him, faith in His Word, faith in His purpose, faith in His promises to me. Now that got me somewhere.
Hallelujah.
Faith brought me a beautiful woman.
All right.
And she loves the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Gave me 3 beautiful children, 7 grandkids, and 5 great-grandkids. Faith blessed my finances. Faith blessed my ministry. Faith brought me health. Faith brought me hope.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Every breath I breathe is a stretch for the miraculous.
Amen.
Every stretch I breathe is a miracle. Every move I make is to reach the unknown for a miracle. Many of us here today need a miracle. We desperately need God to do what we cannot do by ourselves.
Yes, amen.
Am I a realist? I don't think so. I don't think so, because I need miracles operating in my life. Yep. I need what my eyes cannot see, what my mind can't comprehend. I need that which neither you nor I can even imagine. I grasp for the unknown.
Yes.
Amen. How did my life get so blessed anyway? How did this church get so far and do so much? How has this church been financially sustained for 30 years? It didn't happen because we were realists. It happened because we believed God for His providence.
Thank you. Thank you, Father.
We believe Him for His purpose in our lives.
Thank you, Father.
It happened because even though we didn't see it, faith began to operate. Allow God's will and purpose to become aligned in your life and watch what happens. All of us must take our eyes off the circumstances and believe God for the impossible.
Amen.
Amen. In all the 30 years of ministry, I've heard countless people complain to me that they have too little money, too little health, too little time, too little resources. Too little house, too little car, too little, you name it. But I've yet to hear anyone say they have too much of any of these things. Hey folks, I think we've been living on the wrong end of the spectrum of faith.
Yes.
It's time that we, by faith, believe God for the impossible. Operate in faith and watch how God can create something out of nothing.
Amen.
Align yourself with God's purpose and begin to speak what God speaks. He speaks faith.
Yes.
Yes. How do I earn my living? Faith. How do I pay my bills? Faith. Amen. How do I give my tithe? Faith.
Amen.
How do I stay out of debt? Faith. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says this, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. A realist? I don't think so. I'm a man of faith.
Yes, thank you.
You're men and women of faith. Are you exercising that faith, or are you exercising your logic? I want to give you a testimony of what happened in this church. In about probably 95, 96, 97, there somewhere, I'm not sure of the year. But the Lord told me to go full time. So I told the elders and deacons I was going full time. And this is what I needed to live. And we had one elder in particular at that time that threw a hissy fit. No way could we do this. No way could they support us. Not even me and my family. No way. The money wasn't there. It was all on paper. You could look at it and you'd say that yourself. But God told me to go full time. So I did. And we didn't miss a lick in this church.
Amen.
All the time I worked full time in ministry, we didn't miss a lick in this church.
Amen.
How do you explain that? You can if you're a realist. You can only explain it by faith. We stepped out in God's purpose and left the purpose of the world behind. That elder was a realist. And all of us could have looked at the paperwork and decided he was right on it. But it worked. Because God said it worked.
Yep.
Yeah,
I don't think we even gained that many people to bring more money into the church. It was gradual, if it was anything. But we didn't miss a lick. I even apologized for the amount of money I asked them to pay me. I said, but I was used to that kind of income. And you just don't take a different income all of a sudden and think everything's going to be all right. We got bills to go along with that previous income. So
yeah.
I even apologized. But we did it. That happened in this church. That can happen in your life. You can face something and you can think, woe is me. It's all over but the shout. But that's not faith. That's realism. That's seeing, believing what you see, not what you don't see. That's not stepping out in what God wants us, the way God wants us to live. He has purpose for that. And folks, I showed you, he can make anything out of nothing.
Amen.
That's right.
Anything. Amen. Out of nothing. He made you and me. We're mostly dirt, ain't we? Dust to dust, ashes to ashes, the Bible says. I want to do something. I want us to stand, and I want to I want to pray for people that are struggling with faith today. I want to have a little altar call. My message was short, so I could do this. I hope. So if you'd like me to pray for you, please come on up here. Let's pray.